is going to help you to be able to really do this even differently. Kind of just, if you want to just download real quick the week 8 calendar that's attached to this, it's down in your show notes. And also at the end, I'm going to give you the link to where you can, actually, it's right here, Holiday Strategies, where you can get 8 of my favorite 1-minute strategies. During this program, we are going to talk about goals, how to focus on Christ all Christmas, how to take care of you, give generously without guilt, and enjoy the season. And I want to use as our theme verse for this Proverbs 29:18, without a vision, the people perish. So when you go into the holidays, just like, I'm just going to see how this goes, or I'm just going to fake it till I make it, or I'm just going to get through it somehow, you know, just push through it. If you go in like that, that's what you're going to have. You're going to perish. You're going to feel like you're perishing. But if you go in with a plan and then hold that plan in an open hand, then that's where you're going to really be able to have the most flexibility, the most joy, the most opportunities to be generous without feeling lousy about the whole thing. I mean, it's such a win-win. So that's what we're going to be doing here during this program. And I'm so glad you've joined us. If you haven't already, download the Beat the Date 22 document that's included free here with this program. And it's part of the holiday planner that I update every single year, but it doesn't go in the planner. So it's a separate bonus and I'm giving it to you free today here. And this is what we're going to be using to go through the system today, because there's so much to pay attention to as the holidays get going. And I want to make sure that you don't miss anything. You know, I talk about the shark. Let me put my face back. I mean, talk about the shark syndrome, kind of. What it is, you're just going along, you're doing okay, you're keeping your head above water, you're okay. Now, all of a sudden, a shark comes up and grabs you and takes you underwater. And that's happening in your normal life, sometimes with surprises, but during the holidays, it happens more, and it happens at times when you have no spare energy to invest into dealing with a shark attack. And so my encouragement to you is, the more you plan ahead, the more you look at these things in advance, the more likely you are to be able to survive a shark attack if they come, but mostly you're going to avoid them completely because you are prepared. So the first category is before Thanksgiving. These are the things that you should be thinking about and doing before Thanksgiving. So first of all, get your holiday planner. You can get that over at holidaystrategies.com. And as you do this planner, you're going to find that there are things that you should do before Thanksgiving, the week of Black Friday, before December 18th, and then Christmas week. So before Thanksgiving, I'm going to run through these. You get your holiday planner, you finalize your calendar. So why would I say finalize your calendar? The thing about a finalized calendar is that it, again, reduces shark attacks. So if you imagine that you're going along and all of a sudden you remember, oh, I've got the kids' program tomorrow night and I don't have the black t-shirts. Okay, so you want to for sure have everything on the calendar, birthdays, everything, travel, get your travel finalized, get it on the calendar, the dates you need to have the gifts purchased by. Everything should be on a master calendar. Every party, every program, every get together that you know in advance, get them on a program early in the month, even before Thanksgiving, and then you're going to be able to really maximize every trip to the store, every opportunity. You want to design your party signups. So in the planner, I go way more into this. But what I mean by party signups is when you're hosting events, maybe you've always just, you know, hosted events and let people come over. And I encourage you sometimes at least, or all the time, mostly all the time, to actually do party signups where people can register with you to bring, you know, the main dish, the side dish, the beverage, the, you know, whatever it is. And you can find systems online in the planner. There's a whole bunch that you can just access, but you can find systems online to help people sign up, or you can just make your own sign up. But if you have that done before Thanksgiving, then when you're seeing people, you're like, hey, what do you want to bring to the Christmas party? Or what do you want to bring to Christmas Eve? Or what, you can just take care of it when you're there. Having these things done before Thanksgiving just really is going to free up your holidays. So I encourage you to take action on that. Decide about whether you're going to send out Christmas cards or letters. Do the budget worksheet. This budget worksheet, I tell you, the first time I did it, it was so much fun. It was really freeing. And I talk a lot about freeing yourself up to really enjoy the holiday season. And overspending, feeling like you've overspent, is a good way to not enjoy the holiday season. So you really want to set it up in such a way that you can be successful. And I suggest doing the budget, the holiday budget right away. It's in the planner. There's an actual Excel document that is interactive where you put in the names of the people you want to get gifts for. And then you put in the amount that you're thinking. And at the bottom line, it's going to show you the total of that. And you can adjust that. And what I loved to do, especially the first time I did it, I loved to do the bottom, to adjust the bottom line until I felt like the bottom line was something I could live with. And then, you know, I kept just adjusting people down $5 or even $3 or $20, whatever. And it really helps to have this set up in advance so that you can start looking for opportunities in your price range where you're not going to feel like you've overspent this year, because that brings a lot of stress to overspend at the holidays. Then you want to send out gift emails. In the planner, I have a template there that you can use to send an email to your children, your grandchildren, your parents, whoever, and you can have them send you a short list of items that they would like to receive for Christmas. It's really so fun to be able to get something that's exactly what somebody wants, but with so many people on our list, it's just unreasonable to do it regularly. Unless you have a system. And this is the system that I love and that I teach and that I use to help me be able to nail it. And maybe I don't get somebody exactly what's on their gift, but I just learned from their gift that they love Legos or they love puzzles or whatever it is this year that they're loving. And I can keep my eyes open for something special along the lines of what they're asking for or specific what they're asking for. It just helps so much. And it reduces that, again, the anxiety. You know, there can be a lot of gift giving anxiety, like, well, what should I get? I don't know how to think about this. What should I give? So if you send out those emails early, that is a great way to get ahead of the game and really be on top of it for the holidays. Another thing to do before Thanksgiving, so that's why we're doing this training early in November. Another thing to do is to schedule any kind of family photos you want. Get that on the calendar. Schedule a baking day. Get that on the calendar. At least, so a lot of times you have baking parties, but then if you want to, I always do my baking typically the week before Thanksgiving. I do my baking, and at the same time, I do a huge batch of my barbecue meatballs. And that batch goes into onto cookie trays first. All those meatballs go onto cooking trays. And then when they're frozen, they go into Ziploc baggies in my freezer. And whenever it's a party time that I'm bringing a potluck, like, you know, shared meals or shared hors d'oeuvres or whatever, I've got those meatballs ready to go and I've got my baked goods ready to go. And of course, you have to freeze them. So you do have to have that ability. But if you have that ability, it's so great to get all of that done before Thanksgiving. And then you just soar through the holidays without all that extra pressure. What am I going to take this time? What am I going to take this time? Find something you love to take and then do that consistently. Good. So the other thing is, of course, you got to plan Thanksgiving and shop for Thanksgiving. And that concludes the what to do before Thanksgiving. So we're going to move on now to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. During this little window of time, you want to really take advantage of shopping for deals. And what's so fun now is you can do a lot of that online, so you don't have to wait in lines. You can get a lot of it online, which is great. You want to really, during this weekend, you want to look for the holiday clothes for your children, for yourself. This is a great time to buy your items that you want to wear to parties and get that all locked down, thinking ahead toward that. You want to use the time over the holiday weekend then also to finalize your meal plans for the holiday season. And what I mean by that is to think ahead through, when are the big meals going to be and what are you going to serve? And if you haven't already gotten your signups for it done, finish that up during the Thanksgiving weekend when you're together with people, or call them or email them. And then you're going to create two grocery lists. So now you have your plan in place, and now you want to create two grocery lists. So one is your early grocery list that you're going to use to do your baking day and to do your cook aheads. And then the other grocery list, and I go through all this really more deeply in the planner, but just here, you want to go more. The other one is for the week of Christmas. You want to have that grocery list in place. And what happens now, and we're in a little bit of a different culture right now where things may run out. So you may want to start getting a lot of your supplies earlier in the season this year. Typically, the week before a holiday is when you're going to get the best prices. But with shortages increasing, you might want to just plan ahead a little bit and think that through a little differently this year than we have in the past. But definitely have your shopping list for your baking and your bake ahead, your cook ahead days, and then your one for the holidays. You want to set up a gift packaging station. So this doesn't need to be kept up all year, but during the holidays is a wonderful time for you to have a spot in your house. It can even be a box or a bucket or a basket, but you want to have everything you need for packaging gifts in there. You want to have your tape and your scissors and, you know, your string, whatever you use, you want to have it in there and keep it somewhere handy so that when you go to do your gift wrapping, you have everything you need. One of the things that I really key in on for the holiday planning is that you are thinking ahead so that when you're in the moment, you have everything you need. And that's one of my favorite things about God. He's always, one of my favorite names for God is Providence, because he goes ahead and he prepares the way for me. And I love that about God. And that's something that he's created us to have the ability to do in many circumstances, and certainly during the holidays, and especially on something small like a gift packaging station. You can know that when you start to wrap gifts, you'll have everything you need. You can just go until you're done, and you don't have to go to the store or set it aside because you ran out of tape or whatever it is. Just there's a whole list of everything you might need in the planner, but you can probably come up with it on your own if you don't want to get the planner. And then also during the Thanksgiving weekend is a wonderful time to start decorating, because that gives you a whole month to really enjoy those decorations. You know, it's a lot of work to decorate, and the longer it's up, the more joy you can have in experiencing it and sharing it as well. So that concludes what to do over Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Now you've got a lot to do before December 18th. And why December 18th? So December 18th is actually on a Sunday. And one of the things that I love to do is I love to teach, model, and enjoy Sabbath rest. If it's not on a Sunday, I pick a different day of the week to take a rest, but I take a full rest. And I encourage you to do that too. It's biblical. It is so helpful, and you will be more productive during those 6 days when you do it God's way by taking a rest one day a week. So when we are saying by December 18th, what I mean is if you have all this done, you can take that Sabbath rest on the 18th, even though it's just a week before Christmas, you can really take that Sunday off. And through the holidays, I take every Sunday off unless I'm traveling, of course, then I pick a different day. But there's things here that need to get done before that day so you can relax and enjoy that day. So what are we going to do then between Cyber Tuesday, the day after Cyber Monday, and December 18th? First of all, you're going to shop for all your grocery projects. Make sure that you have everything you need. You're going to order your Christmas cards and make sure you got your photos back probably by now, since you did that before Thanksgiving. Invite everybody for the celebration. So now is the time when you already know what your signups are, you know who's bringing what, and now you can send out the final invitations and say, you know, we're so excited to have you over on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or whatever it is, and remember to bring blank. And then you just take care of the things that are on your list, and everybody else helps with the other stuff. You totally want to have all your long distance gifts bought and packaged before December 18th, because the final free shipping day, I shouldn't say the final free shipping day, but the final UPS packages is December 17th. And then there is, keeping in mind, there's a free shipping day on December 13th, where a lot of online companies who usually charge a large amount for shipping will give you free shipping just on December 13th. So you actually want to be looking ahead toward that. You may have some companies that you work with all year long. I'm thinking particularly of me, I use this one protein drink, and boy, their shipping is expensive, but it's the only place I can get it. I will be getting my protein drinks on December 13th because I get free shipping. So don't just think holidays for that free shipping day. Think the whole, you know, kind of a broader scheme, and set some money aside for that. before December 18th, you want to get to the post office and buy stamps, and then you want to go home. You want to prep all the envelopes and finish your gift shopping and do all that before December 18th. If you do this concluding on Saturday the 17th, you'll be able to take that day off on Sunday, and you will come into Christmas week feeling energized, like you have enough energy and energy to spare to go through this holiday season. Typically, a lot of times moms get sick during the holiday, you know, typically about the week of Christmas or right after. A lot of moms find themselves sick because they have left too much till the last minute. There's too much pressure all month. And then you just totally miss it. So you did all this work, you invested all this money and time and love, and then you're sick. Or worse, maybe, or equally bad, you're short-tempered and you're losing it and you're crying and, you know, it's just not worth it. You can plan ahead and you can set these things up to be really enjoyable for you as well. But to do that, you really do have to start early. Don't wait until the last minute. And if perchance you're not hearing this until the last minute, plan next year to start early. Why just keep perpetuating the same situation over and over? And this, actually, the planner came to me after a season where I lost it. It was like at the right at Christmas Day, or I can't remember if it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day now, but I had a meltdown in front of people. And I was like, you know what? I don't ever want to do this again. I really don't see how that's helpful. It's hurtful. And it is no fun at all to be me when that's happening. It's no fun to be around me when that's happening. And the thing is that we can actually do something about it if we just say, I'm going to start a little earlier. It's like taking a big trip and pushing really hard and thinking, I'm going to drive 13 or 14 hours a day. Wow, that's so intense. When you could just add an extra day and you could cut it down to 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day and have it be more reasonable. It's still a lot, right? The holidays is still a lot, no matter how you cut it. But if you will plan ahead, it will be so much more enjoyable for you, for everybody around you. And you'll also save time. You'll save money. I mean, it's going to be just such a win-win. So now let's go to that last little section. And if you're just joining us now, you can download this Beat the Date calendar. Wherever you're watching or listening to this, it's in the notes, just download that. And then you can get the whole planner. And if you start early, you get it for 50% off. So that's over at holidaystrategies.com. All right. So Christmas week, you want to mail your Christmas cards. You want to wrap your remaining gifts. So before Christmas week, you've already wrapped and shipped everything that had to be shipped. So all you have left now is you save your in-town, at-home type gifts until this week to wrap them. You're going to take time and organize your fridge and pantry. And you're like, wow, why would I do that during the busiest week of the year? Because it's going to save you so much time if you know exactly where everything you need is in your kitchen, in your fridge, and it's clean and you don't have to worry about people opening it. Just take the time in Christmas week to get that really organized and beautiful, where you open your fridge door and just go, ah, you know, that's kind of the goal there. You want to do all your reminder calls and emails for the Christmas celebrations. If you're supposed to follow up with somebody, do that. And then I have on here clean like a service. And that's how I kind of describe it to myself. I don't have a cleaning service, but I have had a cleaning service at times, a few times in my life. And they come in and they are like laser focused. They're going to be there for 2 hours and they are going to get this thing done. So what you do during Christmas week is, before everybody starts coming over, you yourself become your cleaning service and you do anything that needs to get done quickly. This is not the time to clean all closets. This is not the time to wash windows. This is the time to just get the cleaning done, everything you can, as fast as you can, like you're getting paid to do it. And it helps me to do it that way. It takes the pressure off that I need to do every last thing that could possibly be done. No, I am the cleaning service. I'm just going to get my house clean here. And I even have a cleaning list that I use that takes me from room to room and helps me get to check off a lot of things on a list. Plus, it makes me remember everything that needs to be done to make sure that just the house is ready for company. And then finally, you're just going to do your last minute touch-ups and you're going to do your day of food prep for whatever it is. And that is it, you guys. If you will just take some time to plan ahead. Download the Beat the Date right here, wherever you're tuning in right now. Download the Beat the Date calendar and use that as you're going through the holidays to make sure you're ahead of the plan. And then if you want extra help, go over to, oh yeah, the bonus this year. And this is brand new. I'm so excited to offer you my 8 favorite 1 minute strategies. And I've shared a couple of them here with you, but not all of them for sure. And then when you get the planner, that's going to be where you're actually going to keep track of things year to year, and you can lay out your own plan. And in the planner too, it gives you the opportunity to do a balance wheel, which will help you identify where you're going to get your biggest bang for the buck this year. So it's going to show you, you know, you're rocking it in certain areas, and in other areas you feel a lot of stress. You're like, it's going to identify that for you, the balance wheel that's in the planner. And then you can know, I should do that section first. Let me do my stressful section first. And, you know, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with that. You know, there's 8 categories there. So just take the time you need. Also, if you register early, you can get in on the boot camps that come with the planner. You can either do the planner by itself, the planner with boot camps, or the whole coaching program. Everything's on sale right now because I want you to have a great holiday season. I'm so committed to having you have a wonderful holiday season this year and having time to actually focus on the Christ of Christmas. And what happens is when we don't plan, then we have to use our mental focus and our energy to get the things done that have to get done. But when we plan ahead, then we have some margin and we have some ability to actually relax into the holidays, relax into the amazing gift that Jesus gave us when he came to earth as a baby, to grow up as a human God man so that he could die on the cross for us someday and pay for the penalty of our sins, and that we can have a relationship with him now because of what he did. And I always think, you know, at the holidays, I always think of, you know, when Jesus left heaven. Well, I think of it this way. I think that every day Jesus was not in heaven was torture. I mean, if you can imagine being the king, the prince, if you want to say the king of the universe, and he was in heaven in charge of everything. He created everything and he's in charge of everything. And angels are worshiping him, and his Father and the Holy Spirit are having fellowship with him. And then he leaves home. He leaves that. He leaves it all to come to earth and be a human in a diaper, depending on human parents who are flawed and human siblings who don't even believe in him ever until after he raises from the dead. I mean, if you can imagine his life, it was hard. I mean, they had outhouses and they had lanterns, and even without that, sometimes he had a rock for a pillow. And even without that, even if he had lived in a castle compared to heaven, that was a tremendous gift that he gave us. And that's where this whole thing about gift giving comes from, is that we want to extend gifts to others because of the gift that he gave to us. And so when we lose that focus and we're all about the parties and all about the programs and all about the outfits and all about the gifts and all about the deadlines and like that, we just miss it. We miss it. And my prayer for you, my goal for you, my heart for you is that during this holiday season, you would truly experience the Christ of Christmas in a brand new way, that you would allow him to just come in and just fill you with his life and his light and his joy. And that's my heart for you. And that's why I put this all together. So I hope you'll check out the free 8 1-minute strategies over at holidaystrategies.com. And also the planner right now is 50% off, and you get 3 fun bonuses with that if you start early. So check that out. And also, we do have an affiliate program now with this product, and I'm super excited to introduce you to that. If you are someone who likes to share icons with people, just grab the affiliate at the bottom of any page over at Holiday Strategies. Just grab at the bottom the link there, and then you can become an affiliate. And actually, our affiliate payout is 50%. If somebody registers to buy something after they've watched the free stuff, and of course, you don't have to. It's free. It's fine. But if they want to, and you've sent them over on your link, then you get the 50% bonus. And that's just one of the ways that I love to serve you and help you as well. So head on over to holidaystrategies.com. And I can't wait to see you again. I think we have another show coming tomorrow. So you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you over at Holiday Strategies. Bye for now.